This is Scar Shaler Report.
Welcome to On the Wake Up Radio. This is Scar Sailor Report. We're on SoundCloud. We have, we're now on iTunes as well. And we have a website, www.onthewakeupradio.com. Shout out to Raw on the Boards and our producer, Cindy Ashby, for putting this all together. We're starting off with another icebreaker question. Now, this one's very good because I actually saw this and I was like, wow, this is like, really sad. But it says, how did you feel when you saw Dr. Martin Luther King's granddaughter at a gun violence protest? She's only 9 years old. And first off, I want to start off with something that I forgot to mention last week. Last week, I talked about the protest, the national protest going on. It's never ending, you know, there's always something in the news now about this Parkland thing. I'm telling you, this is going to last a long time. Kind of like how we thought Danielle Bregoli from Dr. Phil was going to leave us. No, this is going to stick with us for a while. As much as most of us listening to this know the agenda's being pushed and know how idiotic this all is, this is not going to leave us for a while now. I can just see it in the future. It is going to drag out for at least another couple months or so, or even longer possibly. I have no idea. But this is not leaving, because the liberal media is going to push this and shove this down our throats. And a lot of people don't realize that these kids, the national protests that happened, and this March for Our Lives thing that is ongoing, a lot of these young kids, this Dr. Martin Luther King's daughter is only 9 years old, like they said. Only 9 years old. Most 9 year olds have never watched the news, period. Most 9 year olds are being indoctrinated with this stuff at their school. Their teachers are telling them what they think is right and wrong. They're not being taught what rights they have. Most kids don't even have an idea of what a protest even is or a walkout even is. So to see Dr. Martin Luther King's granddaughter, now, just to be clear with you, yes, Martin Luther King did, you know, he was very anti-violence and stuff. But I don't think he would want us to be forking away our rights. Do you hear me now? Do you hear me, people? I don't think he would want us to fork away our rights, our God-given rights, hallelujah, to protect ourselves from this corrupt government, which he, by the way, did help to orchestrate his death, in my opinion. Okay, they took it to civil court. Everybody should know this, but they don't teach it this at their schools, okay, this public school system, they won't teach you this, okay? His family went to civil court because they knew that the person that they framed to be taking the place of his shooter, okay, was not his shooter. And they took it to civil court. They took all their information about the bullet, the gun, everything. They took it to civil court and they won. They realized that, yes, this was a conspiracy. This is even what they called it in the court cases. You can look this stuff up, people. This is public information, okay? It's time to be woke. It's time to wake up out of your sleep, people. And we all know I Have a Dream speech, and the liberal media turned this against us with his granddaughter, okay? It is so sad to see this happen. I think for a lot of people that have looked up to Martin Luther King for guidance, this is a shame that they're using his granddaughter as a piece in their chess game, people. Come on, wake up now. all right, this is, we all know the I Have a Dream speech, okay? She said, quote, "My grandfather had a dream that his four little children would not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character," said 9-year-old Yolanda Renee King, the eldest granddaughter of Martin Luther King Jr. She also said, "I have a dream that enough is enough and that this should be a gun-free world, period." Now, that is something I'm telling you. They programmed this girl to say that. I'm telling you, no 9-year-old, okay, would you know, say something like that and be that bold unless they had a script or unless people told her, you know, what is right and what is wrong. I firmly believe that someone had a hand in her saying that, because no 9-year-old, you know, was interested in this type of stuff, you know, or interested or doesn't even know what their rights are for. You know, I firmly believe that, you know, when you're that young, you don't have a mind of your own, and other people tell you things and then you take on that as your own belief. And I just find it so sad that her grandfather is not here to guide her. Okay, do you hear me now? That her grandfather is not here to guide her into the truth, into what is real. And, you know, and obviously her grandfather was affected by gun violence. Okay, we all understand that. Maybe that's why she's saying this, but it's still, and it's by the same government, okay, that is trying to take away your gun. So you should probably be questioning that, little girl, okay? When she's old enough, I think, you know, she's going to be a pawn in their games, just like they're using her now. It's so sad. It's literally such a sad situation. And I honestly, I'm, as much as, you know, this angers me, it is not her fault. She is 9 years old. She doesn't have a mind of her own yet. And I think people are manipulating her, okay? There definitely are. Anyway, whew, got heated there. It was, okay. Anyway, let's get into our first topic. Remember, callers, call in at 678-603-4393. And we're going to be talking about guns in schools. Now, also last time, at the end, I left you guys with a little Easter egg of sorts, a little connection between the Parkland and New Jersey mass shooting supposedly. And I never told you guys the reason why I did research that led to me finding that piece of information. Now, during the week of the walkouts, my town was hit with what I can only describe as liberal opposition. And, okay, anyway, we got hit with that because the first thing that happened was in my high school this kid supposedly had brought a fully loaded gun into our school, and cop cars came and all this mess, but yet nobody that I know in the school, and if you are from my school and you're listening to this and you know somebody that witnessed this happen, DM me, because I would like to know if this actually happened, because I don't believe it for a second. Okay, yes, it could very well happen, because my school doesn't have no detectors, and I'm sure if you don't live in the hood, you don't have no detectors either, okay? Now, is it possible? It's very possible. But did I see it with my own eyes? Did I see footage? Did I? No. Okay, no. All I saw was an article posted about it, okay? A kid bringing a fully loaded gun into the school. Is it possible? Yes. But did I see it? No. Okay, did I hear anybody that were there say anything? No. Okay. So that was the first alarm for me, and I started to get a little bit antsy because during the whole time, you know, Jersey in general was having, or across the board everywhere, was having problems with that sort of stuff, supposedly. Again, supposedly. Do I believe that? Myself, no. But then, something in the middle school, in the same town, happened. And this time, what was it, the squat team? I don't even know. But, you guys know what I'm trying to say. The SWAT team, my bad, went up in the school because there was a bullet left in the hallway. Now, why would someone bring a single bullet to the school and without a gun? Or they held them in the school. It was a lockdown because they wanted to find the person who did this, or they wanted to find a weapon. Why would somebody just bring a bullet into one physical bullet into the school? Looks like they were trying to stir up something. And then, you know, had a couple days later, the national walkout at my school. So, as a concerned citizen, as a concerned person that lives in this town, I wanted to do my fair share of research to make sure nothing was going to happen at the national school walkout. And what do you know, I stumbled across that, that I mentioned last week, the very first mass shooting connected to MJ and connected to the Parkland shooting. So, of course, I just want to, being that this topic is guns in schools, I want to let you guys know that it could be a problem, but I don't see any evidence from this town, or any other town for that matter, to prove that this has been a problem. I've never seen anybody that has seen a gun inside of the school fully loaded, or even a bullet even inside of the schools. And I've been, you know, I've been going to these school systems for a long while. I know that knives are problems, but I don't know that guns are problems, okay? And also, I have a question for you guys, and this is a thought-provoking one. Do you guys think that teachers and, you know, security guards maybe should be armed? I don't know how I feel about that because I know a lot of teachers have a bit of a temper, but I do think the security guards, they have a, you know, a job to protect us. So why shouldn't they have guns? Maybe you could argue that some of them are aggressive. Hey, that's open for discussion, you know. Again, that's a discussion that you should bring to many people. Ask them questions. You know, try to find a solution, because so far all I've been seeing from the left, and most of America for that matter, is taking away guns permanently. And that will be the downfall of this country. I'm serious about this now. That will be the downfall of this country when guns are taken away, stripped from innocent civilians' hands. That is the day this country is going to fall. Okay, mark my words on that. That is not a solution, that's a problem, okay? Okay, got heated on that one too. Oh, man. Oh, I'm going in as usual, okay? Next topic, remember, callers, call in at 678-603-4393. And the next topic is a pretty recent one, or one that I found I need to talk about. It kind of has to do with the FEMA camps remodeling stores. Now, listen here. I've seen an uptick of stores remodeling, renovating, all this stuff in the past, I would say, 2-3 years. I've given evidence on my Instagram of this. Now, when stores say they're remodeling, okay, normally that's on the inside. Only very few times it's on the outside of the store. And something happened to me yesterday that I thought was very interesting. Taking a sip of this tea right here, and I'm just okay. Anyway, I went out yesterday. Had to pick up a couple things, you know, like us civilians in this matrix have to do. We have to go out sometimes, you know, because we can't do and make everything, okay? We can't farm things that aren't food. We don't know all the skills our ancestors did. And so I went out yesterday, went to Target, and my local Target, I went out and I saw something that caught my eye. And if you guys do see something that catches your eye, you better make sure you film it, because a lot of people are trying to discredit us and this truther and this wake of being awake. Okay, a lot of people are trying to discredit us, and let me tell you something, proof, evidence, video evidence will shut these people down. It will, okay? So I saw something, and it was very disturbing to me. Actually, also during this week, I told you guys I had proof of GMOs and stuff. That's also been posted on my Instagram. But I posted the video of the local Target. Now, if you've seen what I'm about to tell you, the Target had metal bars on the front, which looks like they're trying to make a, trying to frame the walls for something. I think it could be possibly, you know how some Walmarts have like holes at the top of them? That could be what they're framing that out for, or they're building on front of it, like trying to build a sign. But then there's one oddball out on the corner, so I don't really know. It could be windows, whatever they want to do, I'm not sure. But then you see what caught my eye, my dad parked right next to the fence. Saw it with my own eyes. No, but everybody was just shopping. Everybody was in the parking lot, parking their cars, not looking at the huge fence. I mean, Jesus, man. And it, oh, my goodness, guys. If you see the post, you will see what I'm talking about. There would have been at least 40 or 50 empty trailers or trailers surrounded by a metal fence, y'all. A metal fence, okay? You don't know what's in there. It could be building material, but from the looks of it, they're not doing much to the outside of the building. They're not doing anything to the inside of the building. They're just renovating. They're placing different departments in other sections. So what are all those trailers filled of? I mean, it boggles my mind just to think about what's inside of those trailers. And I've seen this with other places that remodel and renovate too. They're so secretive, y'all. They're so secretive. They even had cops in the front of the Target when we came there. I'm not sure for what. Maybe directing traffic, because considering this fence filled with all these trailers took up at least a quarter of their parking lot. Maybe more. I'd say more like half, to be honest with you. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Crazy stuff, guys. Okay, and you have to question, what are they doing? Do they want it on the FEMA camps? Do they want that little bit of cash? You know, Walmart, I posted that a while ago. I actually think they took the tarp now. I had down now. I actually am curious to go back there to see from my own eyes what they put in the place of that tarp. Very interesting stuff, guys. And when your stores start remodeling, you want to pay attention. And this is, you know, it's not even just stores, guys. This is a point that I want to bring up that everybody needs to listen into now. Okay, everybody, listen to what I'm about to say. When you are out and about in the public eye, or when you're out and about anywhere for that matter, you want to make sure you check your surroundings. I'm not even lying. This is, you know, basic instincts that have been dumbed down because of technology and because a lot of people just don't have that awareness anymore. When you're out and about, you want to make sure you check everywhere. You understand me? You want to make sure you check to your left, to your right, up, down, below, side to side, behind and forwards. You want to make sure you know where you are, okay? I'm going to say you want to make sure you want to know where you are. I'm not talking about address. I'm not talking about street names. I'm talking about you want to know the vibes, the energy that you're getting from that particular area. You want to make sure you know where you are. Do you feel me? Okay? You want to make sure you know that you could be safe in that particular area. You want to make sure you know what's going on there. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That basic instinct to check your surroundings. A lot of people don't do that. And guess what? You don't see them again. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you want to make sure you know where you are so you don't have that problem. Do you understand? When I'm at school even, yes, I know all the hallways. Yes, I know all the doors. But do you know the vibes? Do you know the energies? Do you know the people that surround you? Do you know their intentions? You have to make sure yourself, because nobody's going to do it for you, that you are okay, that the people around you are sound-minded, and you want to make sure, you know, there's no harm coming your way. You understand? And so when I see stuff like this, that red flag, that ding, ding, ding inside your head starts going off when I see stuff like this. I'm like, okay, there's a whole bunch of trailers here around fences, okay? And there's metal bars on the target. They're moving stuff around in Target, okay? There's a tarp hanging in my Walmart. What type of sense am I getting about this? Is this okay? Is this normal? Should they be doing this? I mean, there was nothing wrong with this Target as far as I know, okay? I've been there, like, a good amount of times. I've been to that other Walmart a good amount of times. Nothing wrong with it. Then, of course, you have the argument now because, you know, all these stores are closing down, that these stores are trying to keep up with Walmart and Amazon, because let's be real now, and one of my friends said this on my post, okay, and I don't think a lot of people understand, some people understand this agenda, but he said, I think we're looking at a lot of borderline monopolies in the future. And that's exactly what we're looking at. That's precisely what we're looking at here. Because if you can't see that these businesses, I mean, Toys R Us, liquidation, you know, we've got JCPenney's and Macy's are what some people would say now shook, okay? People aren't going there anymore, okay? There's a lot of businesses that are on the verge of collapse, and it's looking like Walmart and Amazon come out to be the victors. So, yes, you could argue that they're renovating because they want to get more customers and they want to get that appeal, okay? In fact, their setup on the inside is very similar to one of the Walmarts that I know of, but that they're aiming for, it looks like. But then again, you have to question on the other side of things. What are they renovating for? Are they renovating for, you know, easy access as soon as crap does hit the fan? You never know. Could be argued both ways. Really, it's really sad. It's scary, some may say, this Orwellian society that we're living in. It's scary. It's literally frightening. Then you can see the cameras even on this video. I mean, the cameras, I'm telling you, it's Orwellian society that we're living in. Very scary stuff, I'm telling you. It's very, very frightening. And people need to be aware of the surroundings, need to know what's going on in this country, need to know that taking away guns from everybody is not the solution. That, I don't personally, where I live, the guns in the schools is not a huge problem. In fact, I would say, like I said before, knives is. And one thing that I've seen before, if you're so, these liberals, see, they don't have any solutions. And here's my solution. Okay? You're talking about, you know, gun violence in schools. It's what everybody's marching towards looks like. Okay? Let me give a simple, simple solution. Okay? If you're scared about that, then maybe you're looking at the wrong thing. Maybe you're looking at school security in the wrong way. Maybe you need to amp up that a little bit more. Maybe you need metal detectors. Come on now. It's not that, it's really not that complicated. Like I said, it's 1 + 1 = 2. But then again, some people think that 1 + 1 = 14. Okay. It's simple math. It's really, really simple math. It's not difficult at all. Okay. Anyway, like I said, stay alert. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on with these stores now. I think we're looking at Amazon and a lot of these other big box department stores becoming the victors. Because as we see, you know, Babies R Us, Toys R Us, as soon as I got in, there was like a little intersection where this guy was flipping signs, 60% off of Babies R Us. Maybe you guys want to take up on those. Like, nah. Anyway, there's a lot of stores closing down. It's starting to look like there's going to be monopolies here, you know, like there always has been. But anyway, I think that's all I have to say today. Like I said, stay alert. Just be aware of your stuff. And also know your history. Know your history. Because a lot of history is starting to repeat itself over and over and over again. If you don't know history, you're going to fall into the same mistakes that your ancestors did a long time ago. Anyway, thank you for listening. Shout out to Raw on the Boards and our producer, Cindy Ashby. Check out our website, www.onthewakeupradio.com. We're on SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube. Tune in next week, Sunday at 9 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to On the Wake Up Radio. I'm Scar Shaler. This has been Scar Shaler Report. See you next week.